Today's Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. We'll begin with the start of Siman Yud Beis. And the Mechaber starts off and he says, Im Nifsaku Kol Chutei HaKnaf. If the freestanding fringes at the end of the knots and the wrappings on your tzitzis are cut off, v'nishtayer behem kidei anivas kol achutim, but there's enough left over there that you still could make some sort of a bow, hapsukim biyachad, that would bind all of the remaining threads or the strands that were still there together, kosher, then the tzitzis are still remaining that are good. V'im lo nishtayer kidei aniva, but if you don't have enough of the fringes left there to make a bow, which the Ramah says, perush v'yirkesu as a choshen targum v'anvun, that's he's bringing down that this aniva means a sort of a bow over here. Afilu b'chut echad, even if it's only one of them, shenifsa kulo, if one of the tzitzis, the four that go through the hole that become eight, if one entire one of those is cut off so that it can't be bowed by having enough remaining there to tie a bow in it, then nivsakulo, if the entire thing is cut off of one strand, puzzle, it's no good. It's not kosher anymore. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph explains Pirush. He says, what we're talking about here is b'chol echod min hachut nishar lasos aniva. You have to have enough of each strand to make a bow. Shekorin shlef, a certain type of a bow. L'chol achutin hapsukin biyachad, all of the strands that are cut off, you need to have from each strand still enough to make a bow. V'im lo nifsaku kulan, if not all of them are cut, if only some of them are cut, dayim nishar lasos aniva al hapsukin bovad v'lo al kol achutin. Then it would be enough, as long as you can make a bow with the pieces that are left of the individual cut strands, that would be good as well. In Sivkot and Beis, he says that this is kosher, as we just said. However, if you then unravel the tzitzis because one of them is cut, even though it's kosher at that point in time, it's really only kosher b'dieved. So be also litnum b'talasacha. You can't take these strands off and say, well, they were good over here b'dieved, so let's use them l'chatchila on either the same pair of tzitzis when you redo them or on another pair of tzitzis. Dehavi l'chatchila, that's not good l'chatchila. V'afilu l'nisak rachut echod, de'ein b'yarka yud beis gudlin. And if only one of the strands was cut, but it doesn't have the 12 thumb lengths, the 24 or so centimeters that you need to have, then l'chatchila you shouldn't use this. In Deir Shu note 2, he comments, V'hu adin sh'osu l'achzov l'itin esachutim b'osu atalas atzma. You can't even redo it, as I mentioned already, in the same talus. You unraveled it to make it a little bit better, and then reinstituted those same cut chutin in that talus. It's no good. And he says, V'gam im hitirom al menas livdok im achutim nam nisokim hem yichud echod. And even if you're doing this to see if it's, as we'll see in a moment, if it's from two different strands, then the halacha is going to be a little bit different. But if you have one strand that's cut off at both of its ends, that's very problematic. And let's say you're not sure, two strands are cut. Are they the same strand? Are they two different strands, as I'll explain momentarily? So he says, even if you're unraveling it to see, is it one strand or two strands? And then you see that it was from two strands, so you actually have a kosher enough shear left from each of the two strands. He brings down from the Shelos Tshuva Zecher Elio, he says, Shemukach b'morgin Avram, based upon the Morgan Avram that will be seen later on, you can't use this tzitzis anymore to l'chatchila put in a new winding over here with those same tzitzis. Now we'll explain a little bit more what we mean over here by from one strand or two strands. So in Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishneh Berurah writes, Shenifsakulo, when the entire strand is cut. Again, remind ourselves, we have four strands of the tzitzis that go through the hole on the knaf of the baget and then become eight strands. Four become eight. It's the same strand that now comes out as two individual strands. This occurs four times to become eight. Now, if one of these strands, Rotz Lomar, the Mishneh Berurah says, Shebishnei Roshav, Lo Nishtayer, Kidei Aniva, Posel. If one of these strands, both of its ends are cut off, so that one strand actually is deficient at both of its ends, Av Shishar HaChutim HaYushleim, even though the other three, which are now six strands, are all perfectly intact, that is Posel. V'im Nishtayer Bishneim, Kidei Aniva, Aidei Tzeruf, Yesh Listapik Imahani. If on that one strand that's cut off at the two ends, you have a half of a shear left still to tie a bow at one end and a half of a shear left to tie a bow at the other end, whether you can combine those two half shears to say, well, we do have enough of a shear left, he says that's a sofek, if that's good or not. And mashma mi'el yorabba, v'chei miderech hachayim, diyesh lahach mir badover. One shouldn't rely upon this, except under the most extenuating circumstances, and one should not use such tzitzis. And even if you're not sure, is this one strand with both of the ends cut off, or is it really two different strands with two separate parts of them cut off? So there's a double suffix here. Number one, is it the single strand or is it two strands? And then, do we rely upon this opinion that half and a half would be good to make a hole for the shear? Im ken yesh kan svek sveka. We have this double suffix. Nevertheless, shemahein mishnei chutim. Maybe it's two possible strands. Shemah mitzdarfin. Maybe even if it's one strand, we allow the combination. That's a svek sveka. Afilu hochi yesh lahachmin. Mishnah Berurah says we shouldn't rely upon this. One should be machmir not to use such tzitzis. Mishum de tzitzis mitzuyin hein. Because it's very easy to get kosher at tzitzis. It's not a hard thing, and one shouldn't have to make this into an extenuating circumstance. However, the Malbim, the Arzus Achayim, is Mekel. However, if one side can make the aniva, even if it's only a small knot around it, you can rely upon that b'di'evit. The Chazon Ish in Dirshu No. 3 is amazed, however, at this potential kula. Dover Temahu Litzar Vesnei Roshe Achutin Lashir says, how can you possibly think that you could add the half on one end and the half on the other end to make up the full shear to make a knot? Sharei Kol Onov Tzorach Shear Gamud Liatsu, he says, each one has to have the shear in and of itself. Vein Lashnei Roshe Achut Kesher Zemze, how are you going to connect the two and tie them together? You can't do that. Because of Shalafizid Nirish Ainlet Sarif Dover Zafilu Kisnif Lahokil, he says you can't even use this as a potential under extenuating circumstances to be makel. In Sif Katan Dalad, the Mishnah Berurah adds, we'll learn a little bit more about this in Sif Gimel, which we'll wait till tomorrow's share. Uluhuli Ama im nifsach chut echod meikaro. Everybody agrees that if the top part where the initial knot is made, the connection between the initial knot and the hole in the baguette, if the tzitzis are torn over there, the place where it's really attached to the garment itself, possible. That's no good, even if only a small bit is cut there. Because of the Taz says, therefore, Al Kin Roy Luchol Yerei Shemaim, a person who's a God-fearing individual, Ya'ayin B'Shaz Bedika, Gam B'Tchilas Motzom Shal Tzitzis. A person should always check his tzitzis, as we've mentioned previously, to make sure they're still kosher. Again, you can rely upon the Chazaka B'Dievet, but ideally you should check your tzitzis every day to make sure that they're still kosher when you put them on. And he says, especially make sure to check at the origin, where it comes out of the hole, to make sure it's not cut over there. The Hainu B'Makum Chibur B'Konef, the place where it's connected into the garment itself, Imyeshom Karat, to see if it's ripped over there, because that certainly is problematic, and you can't rely upon any kulos over there. The rest of the shiur today, the entire Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah, there is no Ramah over here, will basically expand upon these ideas and give us several for instances. So Hilchach, the Mechaber writes, therefore, Kivan shekol echod kofu l'shnayim, each strand of the tzitzis is folded through the hole and becomes two. Again, the four strands that are placed through the hole become now eight. Im nifsiku shnei roshim, if two of the ends are now torn, puzzle. You have to be concerned over here. It's no good. Shemon nivsach chut echod. Maybe it's the same strand. When you're looking at the strands, at the eight strands coming out, you can't tell their origin. And maybe you can have the same strand, the single strand that was folded over. Now its two ends are cut. So therefore, if you don't know for certain that it's different strands, you have to presume that it's the same strand, and therefore it's no good. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Hay says, and of course, there isn't an adequate shear. Neither of these two ends of the eight that you now see that are cut is adequate to tie the bow. Then it is good if you can tie the bow, because then only one strand, one end is cut, not two. Siv Katan Vav, he says, wrote Salomar, we're saying over here, even if the two strands that are cut off and don't have a significant enough shear yet left to tie the bow, and they're both on the same side of the four and the four, nevertheless, unless you know for certain that it's not the same strand, you have to presume the worst. If you were not careful to keep the separate four strands, now we are careful to do that, as we'll see in a moment, but if you weren't careful and you're not sure that these four strands are all different four strands, but they've actually crossed over, and maybe it's the same strand with two of its ends, so then you have to presume the worst, and it's not kosher. Why can't we rely upon a rov? So in Dirshu Note 5, he brings down from the great Gon, Rav Yashiv Zatzal, he says, Shekevin she'efshel ahatir satzitzis ulevarer ein holchim mezachar a rov. We don't rely upon the principle you can go after the majority when it's something that you can easily verify and check out. So undo it and see, and then you can make the decision instead of relying upon a rov. In Sif Katan Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah adds, the same din would apply if all four of one side of the strands at the end of the tzitzis were cut. Who had then afilu kol ha-roshim nifsiku mitzad echod? U'mehar abor roshim shemitzad ha-sheni lo nishtai b'chol echod rak kedei aniva. And on the other side, you have a significant enough left to cut that has not been cut off to make a bow. Gam ken kosher. If you know for certain that those four are all separate four strands, then even though all the strands have been cut, you only have enough left to make a bow with one side of the four strands and not the other side, that technically is still good. Because the only way you really make it possible, according to this shita, is if one strand is totally destroyed, you don't have enough to tie a bow at either of its ends. And therefore, here, four of them have been cut off on one end, but the other end still has enough to tie a bow, so then technically that is good. He says over here, lav davku. It says you have to have more than a kedei aniva. It doesn't really mean that. It means that there is enough to tie a bow. Then, in an unusual format, the Mishnah Brura asks a question. She'ela, he says. Chutei ha-tzitzis she'nifsaku v'chosav ha-kosharon. What happens if you have a strand of tzitzis that was cut and then you tied it back together? In Moel, ma'ashenasu shleimim aydek shira. Does tying a knot onto the tzitzis regenerate, so to say, that as being a single strand? So he brings down the name of the Achronim, Umaske Achronim, the Dina Hochid, that this is the following law. If before you place them into the hole, you had a long strand and it ripped and you tied it together with a kesher that's a permanent knot, and then then it's kosher. Because this tying of the knot is making it into a real strong single strand, and that's not a problem. And likewise, after the tzitzis are good and they were put into place, after you put the tzitzis on and they're kosher, and then it ripped and you retied it, even if at that point there wasn't enough left to tie an aniva, but since it's only on one side, you can retie that side, and now it's again kosher. It was kosher anyway. So here you just redid the kashrus over here of this individual strand, and then and then even if the other strand, the other end of that strand eventually got cut, we don't consider it as both sides now being cut. We consider it, no, the side that was originally cut is now good. Because at the time that the tzitzis were knotted and wound, they were good. However, but if you made the tzitzis not kosher, both ends of one strand were cut, and then you tied them together, then kigon shenivsaku shtei roshiv lo nishtayru kedei aniva, or shenivsak achut b'mkom hanekev, or it was cut at the point of the hole, as we pointed out from the Taz before, you have to be very careful with that. Then lo mahani masha chozer acha kach v'kosher, then it would not be good, because this would be a problem, zeh b'klal tasev lo min osui b'psul, this would be no good. He adds further, and if, certainly if it was no good at the beginning, it wasn't long enough. You certainly can't add on. You see, it's too short. You certainly can't tie on an additional piece of tzitzis over there to make it long enough once you've made the first knot and the windings, because that certainly would be mamish tasev alo min osui, as we've learned previously. Then the Mechaber does point out, we are very medactic today to take the four strands and couple them, double them over to make eight. We keep those four on one side and the other end on the other side. We keep them separate and we do the windings. We constantly know that those four are from the same strands and the other four are from the same strands that were the doubled over part. So we're very careful to keep those separate. So we know as you wind the wrappings around the tzitzis, we know exactly these four are all four separate strands and the other side are the complementary four separate strands. So now, im nivsiku shnei roshim mitzad echad, if we have the two heads that are on two opposite sides, then we don't know for certain that it's not the same ones. However, if it's on the same side, then it's definitely kosher. Devadei shnei chutimim, because they're definitely coming from two different strands. So the problem here is only half of a strand is cut off. We vadei know for sure that it's not both ends of the same strand. V'hari nishtayim mikol echad harosh hasheni. And each individual strand is, in this situation, is only bad on one side. It's not bad on the other side. Shu yosem ichdei aniva. And the other side definitely has a valid shear. So this way, we don't have a problem with the way our tzitzis are made. If the strands that are cut are all on the same side, i.e. in the same group of four, we know for certain then that they're not coming from the same individual string. So this chumrah, that we're careful to do this way, leads to a great potential kula at the end that we know for certain that the strands are not the same single strand that's cut at both ends, and therefore the tzitzis will still remain kosher. The halacha brewer brings down a couple of interesting other points on this din that are very important practically. He says, "Im niskavtsu chutei hatzitzis b'kvisa." What happens if during laundering your tzitzis they shrink? V'nishtaya b'kol echa mehem shir k'dei aniva, and the strands have shrunk a little bit, but there still is enough to make the bow at the end. Einu nifselis machmas kein. Einu nifselis machmas kein. This does not passel the tzitzis. Furthermore, he says it's a midus chasidus. However, lahachmir lahachlif atzitzios afilu benechtak rak chut echo benashmona. Even though it's kosher and you still have enough, if one end of one strand is cut off and you can still tie a bow on it, he says it still should be something that Yorei Shemayim should try to be machmir on. And the shear that he provides for this k'dei aniva is about 4 centimeters. This will conclude today's shear. Tomorrow we'll have a continued discussion of the sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam that the Mechaber will bring down.